The Gemara says in Bukhari's Davches, Keser, the case of Rumi, Shaal Rabbi Shuv ben Hanani, he asked Rabbi Shuv ben Hanani, how long is the Ibur? How long is it from the Heroyan until the Leda of a Nachash? How long is the Ibur of a snake? Zokta Rabbi Shuv ben Hanani, 7 years. Zokta Keser, but Chachmei said, the Chachomim, some of the Be'atuna, they were Chachomim, and they say that it's only 3 months. Zoyte B'Shib Ben Chananya, we're bigger Chacham than them. We know better. Zoyte the Keser, if you know better, so let's make a debate between you and Sava de Be'atuna, the elders, the Chacham of Atuna, of Athens. So the whole Omer Gemara of a debate that they asked each other questions. One of the questions that the Sava de Be'atuna asked B'Shib Ben Chananya, if you have 2 eggs, can you tell me which one was came from a white hen and which one came from a black hen? That was their shayla. And he answered them, if I give you 2 pieces of cheese, can you tell me which one came from a black goat and which one came from a white goat? That's the conversation. That was the shayla, that's the truth. Zok the Marsha Zeh, Marsha explains what the Shaka Bataya was. The Gemara says over there in the Sukkiah that the time that it takes for a chicken to lay an egg is 21 days. From the time every chicken has inside it 21 eggs in various stages. Every day a chicken lays one egg, it takes 21 days from the time the egg starts to develop until it comes out. An egg has 21 days. So if you have 2 chickens, one is white and one is black, and they both laid an egg. Zogdim Ashur, what were they saying? They're saying you have a mother calendar. You have 2 sets of 21 days. There are 21 days from Shiva Sabatamos until Tisha B'Av. There are also 21 days from Rosh Hashanah until Hashanah Rabbah. The days from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah are good days. The days from Shemoseh B'Tamuz to Tisha B'Av are bad days. So every year, 21 days you're Miskav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 21 days you're Mishrachach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So your calendar gets you nowhere. You have no takana, you have a modern calendar. You have 21 days where you're Miskav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 21 days when you're Mishrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shuv ben Hanani answered them that black, lav davke, signifies bad days. If you take 2 pieces of cheese, they come from 2 goats. We have in Klai Yisrael a time when there are 2 goats, on Yom Kippur. The white goat is the Tzor Hashem, and the black one is the Tzor Azazel. It takes the averse of Klai Yisrael. It's something that's black. But from the black also comes a kapara. The black, the Tzor Azazel brings a kapara for Kol HaTorah Kula. The Tzor Hashem makes a kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha. The Tzor Azazel makes a kapara for Kol HaTorah Kula. If it makes a kapara, it's something good. So the fact that it's black doesn't mean anything. It doesn't signify anything dark or bad. The same thing is with the 21 days. The 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur gives us Hiskaras Kadosh Baruch Hu and Kapara. The 21 days from Shavuos B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av also gives us Kapara. Because if there's Peronius and there's Yisurim and there's Golos, Churban and Peronius and Golos also brings Kapara. Everything is good. It says what Rabbi Shimon ben Hanan asked them, we're always shtagim, we're always karat kodakash bochu. There's never any instant in Klaiso where we're not miskarat kodakash bochu. Whether it's mitoich what looks toiv, or whether it's mitoich what looks ra. Chazish writes in a place, Ein kol etzev bo'ilom lemi shemakir oir ho'oir shalemes. Whoever knows the emes of the Bria, there's no such thing as atzvus. There's no such thing as atzis because we're kaseidik, kaseidik, b'yon shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that Ribbono Shel Olam does is with a cheshbon. Everything that he does is with mitoy ha'avo, komal lo rechmon and the tav of it. And there's never a time of atzis. Chabad Chaim said a person is not allowed to say things are bad. You can say they're bitter. When we're magish peronius, Ribbono Shel Olam is giving yisurim to Klal Yisrael for things that Klal Yisrael did. It's bitter. If somebody chalili is nifter and loses a karav, the Chavetz Chaim says you can say it's bitter, but it's not bad. There's nothing that's bad. Everything is good. The Ribbono Shel Olam does everything good. The Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Belzer, lost, I think, all his 10 sons in one day. And somebody, years later, somebody once mentioned the Shver HaTov. He got very angry. He says, I never had a bad day in my life. I never had a bad day in my life. So, we're holding the 3 weeks. And the tafkid is, the tafkid of 3 weeks is to take what looks to us like peronius and to tighten it up. It's the Tavosoi. I just wanted to be myself. The Rambam states that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't give a nevuah to someone who is in Atzvis, someone who is in Atzlis. Only takes him for the Ribbono Shel Olam only gives a nevuah to someone who is Besimcha. So the Chaznish, the Yirmi Hanavi was Besimcha when he got the nevuah's Eicha. That says he wrote Megillas Eicha when he was Besimcha. Meintes is over that Avelis. Aveis of Chum Beis Hamikdash was the biggest Aveis in Klal Yisrael. He wrote Besimcha. Simcha is not a steer. Simcha means a person takes every nekuda of his life, every nekuda of his Metzias, and he directs it towards Avodas Hashem, towards his Kavos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's shver, it's bitter. So he wrote. He was able to write Eicha Besimcha. When we're going through, the 3 weeks, the kufa of Abel, and we have to be mizboinen on the peronis of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The hagosha that we're still in Golos, that we suffer from Arabs. Because in Shteitin Chazal, the Brigid of Blessed, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Yishmael the Koyach to be Mitzar Klal Yisrael until Mashiach. That says part of the Golus is what we suffer from Arabs. To be misbinding in that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Puranas of Bnei Yishmael as a part of the Golus, that's a Chelik Techum Beis Hamikdash. But I want to talk about a different surah that we're going through, a different surah that we're going through, and it's a surah that everybody knows about, the surah Sagius. The Klal Yisrael is nirdof, b'nei Torah and nirdof, and sit in jail for learning Torah. It's azah shver makeh. The Goyim says, in all history of Klal Yisrael, the ones who were the Roshim of Klal Yisrael, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, were the Talmidei Chachamim. It's a few hundred years now that those who represent Klal Yisrael are not Erech Yidim Klal. And that's a Gabel Ashakel Chamake. When the Goyen says, he brings from the Zohar, Atlantis up in the Zohar, that the Mokar of that state in the Pasuk in Bereishis, in Pesach Vayishlach. In Pesach state as they, Vayosem es ha-shvochois ves yaldein mishonim. When Yaakov came back to Israel, he met Esav, and he was afraid of Esav. State Vayosem es ha-shvochois ves yaldein mishonim. The first was the yaldei ha-shvochois. Ves leo v'yaldeo achroinim. After that, leo v'yaldeo. Ves roch ves yosem achroinim. Roch and Yosem were the last. Dr. Goyen, that the Zohar is saying that Yankev Avinu, when he set up his mishpoche in this oifen, he was giving a remes to what's going to be b'achas hayom. In the last kufa, before Mashiach, the Klal Yisrael, the tzura of Klal Yisrael is going to be that the shvachos are at the top. The shvatim were tzaddikim. They weren't anything bad, but the Torah uses that lashon to be megala that the Erev Rav, who are the shfeim around Klal Yisrael, the Erev Rav were goyim who came to be megayer. They wanted to go to be mekabel Torah. Moshe was mekabel them. Mitzriim and from other rooms, Rashi says in Boy. Rashi says in Kisisa, Yibon Hashem told Moshe Makishis, Reid Kishiches Amcho, Amcho is the Erev Rav, it's serious. Yibon Hashem says, I wasn't masking today, they should come along. You took them. And all the tzoras that Klai Yisrael went through, they were going to the Egel, they were going to the Kiryas HaTavo. And they make tzoras for Klai Yisrael all the way through. The fact that it says that B'nei HaShivs were Rishoyna, the B'nei HaShivs, they're the Erev Rav. They're today the Erev Rav. Not that they're not Yisrael. The Erev Rav, the today, what's called the Erev Rav, are Yisrael and Gemurim. But they took the Tchumas HaNefesh of the Erev Rav to be Leuchem against the Ribono Shel Olam and the Torah. The Erev Rav of today are those people who are sitting in the government and are leading Klal Yisrael who have no Shaychus to the Torah and they're Moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's B'nei HaShivs Rishonim. Who came after that was Leah Yilodel, and that refers to a different segment of Klal Yisrael, which is Gute Yidden, aber nicht bnei Torah. They don't know the Erech of Torah. And the third chelik of Klal Yisrael is Rochel Vesherseth. They are the Talmid Chacham. What the goyim means that the last chelik, and there the shvolim, they are today the shvolim, the downtrodden of Klal Yisrael today is Yosef, Rochel Yosef the Talmid Chacham. I always say a word from the Yavetz and Mishnayos. I'm sure people heard it from me. If not, if you heard it 10 times, you can hear it 12 times. Mit Mishnah steht ja, Beliezer immer habe ich schocken, du mit Teuer, wenn da mach ich Toshim Lappi Koyers. When the Shire is moving Meila, how does Rabbi Lezer put these two things on one pedestal? Have you shocked Lum Matoyer, but that much of Toshim Lappi Koyers? Have you shocked Lum Matoyer is the Klal, is the Yisod of Klal Yisrael. Damash Atosh Mapikoyas is Kiryu Rechaykim Kal today. It's very choshes, very important, but who puts it on one Madreg with Talmud Torah? Rabbi Aryeh said over from the Yavetz, Yavetz HaKadmon, that Rabbi Lezer is not talking about Kiryu Rechaykim, he's talking about Talmud Torah. Have you shocked Lum Matoyer? But if I don't know the truth of Apikoyas, if I don't know what to answer the Apikoyas, I can't be a shocked Lum Matoyer. What's an Apikoyas? Apikoyas says the Gemara, somebody who says, my hand on a bonon, lidutono lidushonu. What do Talmid Chacham, sitting in Beis Medrash, what do they do for Klal Yisrael, what do they do for mankind? They're not tuned with anything. If I don't know the answer to that shayla, I can't be a shocked Lum Matoyer. Because somebody's bothering me, somebody's saying, maybe I'm wasting my time. And I always say, everybody has an apikoyas in his life. It could be my aunt, and she doesn't have to say anything. She just looks at me, and I know she's telling me, why don't you be a dentist? Do something with your life. What are you sitting in the Beis Medrash for? Or my neighbor, or my neighbor's aunt, or my aunt's neighbor. Somebody in my life is looking at me. He doesn't have to say anything. What are you doing with your life? If I don't even know the answer myself, I can't be a shocked Lum Matoyer. So what is the answer? The answer to the shayla of my hand on bonon lies in the first Lum Matoyer, the Bereishis, Bishul Reishis. Beis Reishis, there are two Reishis in the Bria. The Klal Yisrael is called Reishis and the Torah is called Reishis. The Ribbono Shel Olam created this big, beautiful world for the sole purpose that Yidden should learn Torah. I was once on a plane and I was talking to the guy, I was learning Mishnayos, and a goy sitting next to me asked me what I'm reading. It's not hard to explain to a goy what Mishnayos is. But if I would tell him, by the way, the mere fact that you exist, the mere fact that you're sitting here, is because I have to read this book. That's why Hashem created the world. So quite naturally, he would tell me, I don't know what I'm talking about. And he's not to be blamed because there's no way that he could know it. But the fact is, the reason I'm here and the reason he's here is because Klal Yisrael has learned Torah. That's why the Rebbe, it's Azav, as Azam Achshav, it's Midav Hazayin Chazin Keseden Keseden. Klal Yisrael Zog the goyin, I divide into two chalokim. Achutz from the Rosh Hashanah, those who represent Klai Yisrael, who are Moir Bakadosh Baruch and Moir Historia. The rest of Klai Yisrael is divided into two. There are those who understand that the Bria Historia, and there are those who don't understand that the Bria Historia. A lawyer in America told me once that when he was learning a Koyel, he asked one of the Gedolei Yisrael, when can I go out, when can I leave Koyel? When am I ready to leave Koyel? He said, when you come to the understanding that the Bria Historia, the whole world is about Torah, that's all that's going on in the world, Torah. You need Panasa. And until you don't, as long as you don't understand and feel it in your fingertips, that the Bria Historia, then you're not ready to go out. Zog to Goyim, those people who are the good to Eden, but they're not Bnei Torah, the Nimshach Achad Roshim, the Nimshach Achad Apikusis Vasidoy in the world. There are so many different madregas of what's called a Ben Torah. How much does he realize and how much does he not realize? Onashim madregas. And there are onashim madregas of people who are not Bnei Torah and they don't know that the world is Torah. And then to whatever level it is, the Nimshach Achrei, the Roshim of the Klai Yisrael. And they don't have the understanding that the Bria Historia, that's what the Rebbe wants from us. So whatever level they have, the Nimshach Achrei, this apikursis, that's the level of the Yiddishkeit. The Chafetz Chaim says that when the Mashiach will come, there will be two kitas in Klal Yisrael. Those who understand what the belt is, the ones who the Bnei Torah, who are Chayim and Dvar Hashem, and those who don't understand, the Mishnah in Sof Soiter says that the matzav of Klal Yisrael is going to be such a shver madrega b'shas the Geula, because part of Klal Yisrael don't know from anything. There's no hope for them. What's being marked of the Gula is until the rest of Klai Yisrael will do tshuva kedaboy. So the Avoida, this is the Goyim was metara how Chazal saw the tzura, the structure of Klai Yisrael at the end of the Golos. And the Avoida of the 3 weeks to take, to understand every chedek of what looks to us no good. Whatever it looks like pironis, whatever looks like tsoris, whatever looks like redifus, to understand where can we be inspired to overcome these shverkaiten. There's a Gemara, as somebody showed me last week, a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Sancheir, a Melech Asher came on Yerushalayim. There's a pasuk that says, Kiloi mu'of l'asher mutak loy. And Rashi says, he means to say that Sancheir Melech Asher, he came three times on Yerushalayim. The first two times was easy for him, the last time went harder for him, easier for us, harder for us. That's the pasuk shot in the pasuk. But the Gemara says a different piece in the pasuk. Om Rablez Brabrachia, a nimsar am oyev batoya v'yedei mi hametzik loy. An am, which is oyev batoya, a klal yisrael, which is tired from matik, from sitting and learning. From Yigiyas HaTorah, one of the term Mateshes Koichem Shalom, those who are Matesh Koichem with Hasmod HaTorah, with Iyan HaTorah, Hayogeb HaTorah, Misha Oyev, Yigiyah HaTorah, he's not Nimser B'yat HaMeitzik Loi. The one who's causing him tzoras won't be able to be Shalot. He'll be saved from the one who's looking to make tzoras for him. So, what's the Maisa for us? We're coming now to another thing that some people would call Peronis. It's called Ben Ezmanim. Ben Ezmanim is something that we need. But I say Ben Ezmanim is something that we have to know how to approach. And if we don't approach it right, you can lose the work of 3 months of a summer Zman very fast in a summer Ben Ezmanim. So I want to read a letter that was written to Rabban Leib. Rabban Leib Steinman was a young bocher and he was learning in Klesk. And it wasn't easy for him. He had a hard time. He had a cousin in Brisk. Rabban Leib was born in Brisk. His cousin was the dine of Brisk, Reb Chaim Brisk. When he was in Voloshin, he had a Talmud, Reb Chaim Zale. And Reb Chaim Zale came with Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim wanted to become the Rav of Brisk. He took Reb Chaim Zale along. And Yisim Hazelek was a cousin of Rabban Laban. He wrote him a letter, and he wrote to him like this: "She'eri ha'yokar ha'metzun nechar v'bok arleim, my dear relative. Ro'isis michtovcha, I saw your letter. V'an yoymer chazak v'emotz batoyer, I'm telling you shtakzach. V'soif ha'kavod lovay, you'll see at the end, you'll have atzlocha. Don't think you're buried under and you don't see any atzlocha in your learning. Ho'ikar la'atzliach batoyer, v'lishkoit kifi ha'koyach, v'loy yoysen kifi ha'koyach. To learn as much as you can, don't learn more than you can. People who learn more than they can, at the end, it's never good. A person can't go out of his skin. When a person tries to learn more than he can, he's really not doing it for himself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has somebody else. He's trying to impress somebody. If you think about it, think into it, shtark. He's trying to impress somebody with something. It's not good. It's not healthy. A person has to learn kefi koicha and not to be koicha, and you have to have seichel to know what's called kefi koicha and what's called more than your koicha. Don't be in a rush. A little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, and then you see you have it. It never happened, it never was that the yeshivas are filled only with balakishin and the other ones were matzliach. There are only a few balakishin in the yeshivas. And yet you find some who are not speak Balakishin, and they're the ones who stay in learning. You can't forget what's going to be ahead of time. To know who's going to be Matzliach has nothing to do with Kishin. It has to do with how much a person learns consistently, not too much, but consistently. Kol Darkei HaLimud Toivim. All the Dochim Alim are good, but Chen Kolefan Alim with Imurak al Pi Seichel Vakov Lemes. If you're looking for the MS, Chazak Vemots, Vuhoelian Eslichacho, Laros Maila Moyba Madegas Atoyo. Stark Zach, and you'll see the Ribbono will give you Siat de Shmaya, Vulachzal Alim will give you the Koyach, Techazi, what you learn. Agavur Techazi means Chazi, using your mouth, not your eyes. The end of the story, everybody knows. He was the manik of Klai Yisrael, what we call the manik of Klai Yisrael, not what. I once heard a shmuz from Adon Segal, and he said that he heard from Rav Shach that if a person is talking barabim, and if something flies into his head, he should say it, because the fact that it flew into his head now is a simon that Olam has to hear. I wanted to say something that I heard now in America, which is, as far as I'm concerned, that has the same getter. Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya answered some of the Be'atuna by us, there's no such thing as bad days. Just have to know how to take it. And if you take it away, he's Dach Zayin, everything is good. There's a Yid in America. He used to learn in the yeshiva. I imagine the story got around. His daughter was killed a month ago by a car. She was on a scooter, and she was in the street. She was killed by a car. The driver was the best friend of the father. His chavrusa, they did askons together. They did everything together. And they were gevaldig chaverim. The father said he could have sat down to sit shiva and become a broken man, and minastam to lose his connection with his chaver, and he'd be a tzabrachal mensh. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a gemaldik asiyata d'shmaya, the asiyata d'shmaya to understand how to take peronis. He said at the levaya, minastam, the sultan went to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and said, look at these people. They have parnosa, they have a good community, they have good chinuch. Everything goes good by them. It's a kunst that they're matzliach and they're oiv de Hashem. Give them an isoyim. And this accident was the eitzo of the sultan. And we're not going to let him win. And we're going to keep the achdus and his friends are going to stay his friends, going to stay his chavrusa. And after they were mefarsim this, they took an initiative in people that people should make shalom. Because the man says, and then said, he was always interested in news and politics, he was going in the world. This happened to him. It was like putting a pin in a balloon. He has no interest in anything in the world. Only the way he saw the Yad Hashem, and he became closer. He feels he became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has no interest in anything else. Only in Ruchnius. To take everything and to understand where the Toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in everything. That's the Avodah. That's the avoidance of Yishuv and Chananizog. That's the avoidance of the 3 weeks, and that's the avoidance of the whole time. I want to say another story that I heard in America. A Moira Hero said that he had a young man on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ha'ezer, and he was nishtoimim how a young man was able to be shoyled so stark on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ha'ezer. And he wanted to know what this guy is all about. He found out that when he was a bocher, this fellow, he was learning in yeshiva, and there was a bocher in yeshiva who stuttered had a bad stutter. And the gaboyim of the aliyahs knew, this bocher you don't give an aliyah, you only give him hagba. And one day there was a new gabai, and he didn't know this, and he gave the bocher hagba, the aliyah. The bocher we're talking about saw that the one who stutters had an aliyah, and it went very hard for him. He wanted to take away his bizyonis. He figured that after davening, everybody was talking about this bocher. So they gave him hagba. So what he did was he came to the Sefer Torah and he switched his tans and he picked up the Sefer Torah as if it was Simchas Torah in the middle of a weekday to make hagba. And he was matzliach in causing everybody to talk about him after davening, not about the bocher. From that day on, he became a ben aliyah. It happens many times. Something clicks by somebody, it becomes lichtig. His turn in life was when he thought about another bocher, when he wanted to be mated with another bocher. I want to be reciting with the Choshev Nekudah. The Goyen says that Klal Yisrael Be'esen is divided into three parts. Those who are the represent the Bnei Hashvachos. Bnei Hashvachos were tzaddikim, they were the Shiftei Koh. But what the Torah calls Bnei Hashvachos in the Simon of Ma'aseh Lahav, Simon Labanim, which refers to the Rishonim who lead Klal Yisrael today. So that's one part of Klal Yisrael. The second part of Klal Yisrael is the Pshutei Am, who are Nimshach after the Roshim. They think what they think is right. And then there's the Talmid Chacham, which means the Bnei Torah, those who understand that the Bria is Torah. That's what the Bria is. I don't know who's the one who decided that normal people walk in the street without a hat and jacket on a hot day, and Yeshiva Bacham or Yeshiva would like go with a hat and jacket. I don't know who decided that. As far as I'm concerned, it could have been just the other way. If it were just as good, that Balabatim were. Any Bnei Torah wear a hat and jacket, and Yeshiva Bachelor go out with short sleeves. But the mind is this way. Now it's this way. Comes Bein Ezmanim. Bein Ezmanim is all the Gedolei Yisrael are nervous when Bein Ezmanim starts, and they're happy when Erev Shkodesh comes around. It's a shver matzav class. Befrat today, there's so much kitrug, and there's so much. The kitrug is a real kitrug. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see from us as a Mesir Snefesh, for Yiddishkeit, a Mesir Snefesh, that to be a part of the chelik of Klal Yisrael, which knows what Torah is about. To walk in the street in Bein Ezmanim thinking, because it's Bein Ezmanim, Favos Nisht, one should stop to think, maybe it means he's identifying with people he really shouldn't be identifying with. To keep that identification, that I should know for myself, because I should know for myself who I am, what I represent, and that's the osin of Klal Yisrael. That's the osin. That's my osin. It's the osin of my family to be from those who know that Bereishis Bara, that the belt is about Torah, nothing else. To understand that every yochad has that chance. And just to be moisif, this Nisoyan, nobody who has an American passport should think that the Israeli government is not interested in him. When Yankev Avinu gave Maisav Simna Baru gave a simon for the Kumde Gedoyos that there's going to be in the soil on Bnei Torah, he didn't mean those who had Tudat Zehut, Israeli ID and an American passport, they're not interested. They're fighting the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're fighting the Torah. Chutzim them that the Torah belongs to Klal Yisrael. But the fact that a Klal Yisrael, I'll show what for a while. The Gemara says in Ksubis that a Talmud Chochem who's Nifter, he needs Shishim Riboy to be Malavim. Just like the Torah was given by Shishim Riboy, when the Torah was given where there was Shishim Riboy, there has to be Shishim Riboy when the Torah leaves the world. And the Kash is obvious. The reason there was Shishim Riboy is because the Shishim Riboy Eden had to be Makabal of the Torah. So when one person to give about Kabbalah Torah is by himself. So when he leaves, one person should be Malavim. Why did they all Shishim Riboy? So from the Gemara, you see that the fact that there were Shishim Riboy in Matan Torah is for two reasons. Number one, because Shishim Riboy had to be Mekabel the Torah. And number two, every single Yochad who was Mekabel the Torah had to be in front of Shishim Riboy others. All of Klal Yisrael saw the way I was Mekabel the Torah. And all of Klal Yisrael has an achrayus that I should be Matzliach in Torah. And I have an achrayus that everyone of Klal Yisrael should be Matzliach in Torah. So it doesn't matter what kind of passport you have. The Tzorah is a Tzorah of Klal Yisrael. And we all have to be Mitzchazik. And the way to be Mitzchazik is to understand that everyone can be Matzliach. Just like Simcha Zalek wrote to Rav Leib, as long as you're consistent, don't learn over the Mosque, but be consistent. To be Mitzpal that you should have Matzlocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give all of us, we should be able to internalize all these Machshavos and have a geladige 3 weeks and a geladige benizman.